Hello there, may I speak with Terrell, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hey there, Terrell. This is Martin. I'm calling from the Maryland Abuse Help Center on a recorded line. How are you
Yes,
today?
I'm fine, Mark.
Well, good, good. And have you found an attorney yet to help you with that?
No, I don't even know where to start at.
Okay.
I know, probably about a year ago, I had got a phone call. I don't know if it was somebody from your office or not, and they were speaking to me, but I was just a little all over the place. I didn't even feel comfortable talking about it, but
Oh yeah,
that's just something that you can't play with.
yeah. It's pretty tough. I mean, that's the good thing is with a lot of people, because I talk to them and you're not the only one. It's pretty bad, for a lot of the people I talk to. So what I always just suggest is, we'll go pretty much just go through like the technical stuff, just name, address, where the location was, and then if you've gotten any help since then, like therapy or talk to a psychologist, anything like that, and then we'll end it up with just kind of like the account, try to be as I would say, just give a just a straight account of it, and then we'll pretty much do a description of the person and their job, and then it's pretty quick. It goes by, and then you'll be able to talk to the attorneys. They're gonna pretty much have the information there and just really just how do you say, I confirm it with you. So it should be pretty, it's a difficult subject. It's a very short intake though. So if you'd like,
Okay.
I can speed through it, make things just, as
Yes,
make things
I don't
easier.
gotta be on camera. Like, people not gonna be. I don't want. That's my only fear. I don't want my son. I don't even want my son. I'm at work now. I don't want my son to hear me even talk about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sorry to hear that as well. If you'd like, I don't think there's, from what I know, right? I'm the intake specialist. I'm not the attorney. I've never heard of any sort of camera, anything about being on camera, so I don't know about that. But
Okay.
I would assume not. I just don't quote me on that. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't see a reason at that point. You'd just be talking to the attorney, they take your account, then a lot of it's just checking documentation, making sure we have proof that you were there. But they're really good at it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let me go ahead and kind of jump into this real quick. Sorry. Okay. So the first thing I always like to say is, Marty, in a recorded line, Maryland abuse lawsuit. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes,
Okay.
whatever I have to do.
Sure. Okay. And then you said you haven't not signed anything with your like finger on a phone for an attorney, or like a packet in the mail to fill out and return it?
No, I never signed anything.
Okay, so you haven't gotten an attorney. Okay. And then and you're filing this claim, of course, on behalf of yourself as a resident of the United States. Both of those are true, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you received money regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. Do you know anyone else seeking justice for this type of thing?
No, I wouldn't even.
Okay.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. And then have you ever been a registered sex offender?
Can you say it one more time? Have I been arrested when?
Oh, no, I said, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
Never.
All right, thank you. All right, and then so did the abuse that you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, or a church while you're under their care?
Yeah, I was at the baby booking. It's a juvenile center,
Okay.
a courthouse and everything in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, and you said what was the name of it?
It's the baby bookings. That's what we call it, the juvenile spot. It's a
Do you mean?
court. It's like a courthouse, and when you get arrested as a juvenile, they take you down there.
Okay. And you said baby, like BABY, baby.
Yeah, we call it the baby bucket.
Baby bookings. Oh, okay, that makes sense. And then, do you remember what the street was that it was on?
Yeah, that's I want to say that's is that Charles Street the baby bucket is on? That's to the Chance Building right there. J Street, I want to say Hawker Road. It's like Orleans and Gay Street, I guess you could say.
Okay, give me 1 second. Orleans and Gay Street.
Yes. Yeah, it's 300 North Gay Street. It's called Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center.
Yes, I did find it. Thank you. Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center on 300 Gay Street in Baltimore, Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then let me go ahead. I just have to look up their information, like their phone number. Let me do that real quickly. All right. And then I did find their number from the website, 300 Gay Street, and that's 443-263-8706. I'm going to go ahead and use that in case there's something better to put down, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what is your age currently?
I'm 37 right now.
Okay, 37. All right. And then let me see. Okay, and then are you currently employed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, was law enforcement ever involved? Did you ever get law enforcement involved when the abuse was occurring?
No, because that's who they are.
I 100% hear you. I get that answer every time, and that's the worst tragedy about it, is that they're supposedly there.
Man, when I tell you, man, them people, the worst people, man. I always looked older than I was.
Yeah.
And yeah, they yeah, man.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have corroboration that you're at the facility?
Yes. Yeah, I've been there multiple times.
Okay. Would you say maybe like court documents would show that? Maybe that would be okay.
Yep. Documents, all of that.
Wow. Okay. And then, wait a second. All right. Will you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a male.
Thank you very much. Okay. And I'm going to make sure your name is spelled right here. Is Tyrell, T-Y-R-E-L-L?
Yes, sir.
And then Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then what's your date of birth?
3/13/1988.
Okay. And then the email I have on file is TYANASTOKES1222@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And then this phone number. 443-760-7211 is your primary phone number?
Yes.
All right. I'm guessing it's a cell phone, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. What's your full address?
3417 Logan View Drive, Dundalk, Maryland, 21222.
Okay. Logan View Drive?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
LOGANVIEW is one word.
Oh, there we go. That helps. Thank you for letting me know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In Dundalk, Maryland?
Yes, sir. D-U-N-D-A-L-K.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Found it. Okay. All right. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
I've received treatment. I would say that this has something to do with it too. Yeah, I did.
Okay, so yes.
Yeah.
All right, and then it says if yes, when did you receive treatment?
Man, I've been in and out of Kennedy Krieger. I haven't seen therapists. I've been everywhere, sir.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna leave it up to you. If we put yes, we would just want to put the facility name, the doctor name, if you remember the doctor name, and then if you give me the facility name, I'll look up the address. So just name one of them, whatever one you feel like is the most notable. You know what I mean? And you could talk to the attorney about it a little bit more, and maybe they have better information for you. But whatever one you think, Kennedy is what you said.
So would I put them? I never talked to them about what happened down there at the juvenile system.
Okay.
But me going there, that played a huge part in it.
Sure.
Of my anger and everything, but I would never tell nobody. Nothing like that.
No, I've actually, and a lot of people are the same way. Like, who wants to talk about that? I mean, the only reason right now we'd be talking about it is for potential compensation, but justice
and
too. You know,
justice. What? I got some stuff to talk about, man. Like, what? And,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till I speak to the attorney.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I know names. Like, I know names.
Yeah, I'll actually be taking some of that down. Right now I'm trying to just get the basic details. We'll go over the names. And then just a short account, you know. And I'll get a little bit more in detail. But I try to make this as quick and easy as possible, even though...
Yeah.
It's never easy. I know that. So let me see. So when the treatment, let's just pick a facility, you know, because you said it caused you to have to go to treatment. Even if you didn't talk about this, it's still good to know what facility, maybe the most recent or maybe the first one, whatever you felt like was, you know, the most triggered by this.
I had to go to, you need a street name. I would have to call my mother. I know it was a female I spoke to before. I'd have been so many different. My mother would know like street names and stuff. I was still young when she was taking me to them places.
Well, absolutely. If you don't remember too, or even if that here, I'll actually let me just give a message to my supervisor and see if maybe we could skip it if you didn't talk about the actual event.
Going up towards your room off of North Avenue and that first gas station on the left side.
Is that 28th Street, 33rd? That's 25th Street? Isn't it that dirty gas station? Yeah. That's 25th? Okay, Green Mountain 25th Street. It was a spot that I used to go to, and it had a group up there.
Oh, okay. And you said what streets?
It's Green Mountain 25th.
Okay.
I used to go up there and have a group. But it was like for probation. Like me, this opened up a door. It made me angry, like real angry. And
yeah.
It made me hate the police.
When
I was I'll let you know when the time comes.
Yeah. No, thank you. And then that'll make it a little easier. Let me look up the facility first so we'll get that, and then we'll dial it in.
Yeah,
okay.
So look up, like, Charles in 25th Street. I don't know if it's still there. I'm old now, but on Charles, I believe that's Charles in 25th.
Okay,
yeah,
Charles.
Yeah, Charles in 25th Street.
Okay.
It was a facility right on the corner that you can go to have group and everything like that.
Well, was this also like a detention center, or was this more like what type of center was it?
No, this was like at this time me going there, I probably was about 18. This was like I would say therapy, and like people that was in there got high. I didn't get high.
Oh, okay, like a rehab or like a drug abuse counseling.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, let's see.
But I've been
Charles Street and 25th. Recovery. Let's see. Recovery Network, 25th
yep.
Street. Let's see.
Yeah. Yep. Down that way. But I've been to Kennedy Krieger. It's files of that.
Let's see. We could put that recover. There's the Recovery Center of Maryland, and it's on 211 East 25th Street in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, sir.
Or we could use Kennedy Krieger, whatever you feel, you know,
I
more applies.
want to use everything. I want to use everything.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll say this. We'll go with one right now because remember, I'm making sure that we meet the minimal requirements here,
Yeah.
which so far, absolutely, you know. However, you know, you're gonna have a chance to let's see, Kennedy Krieger. I'll put a note on there.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that and then you'll be able to expand more with him, Kennedy Krieger Institute, and that would be Maryland. Was that in Maryland, Baltimore area, or?
Yes, yep, everything in Baltimore.
Okay. Was that on Broadway or
Yep,
okay.
I've been to the one on Broadway. They built that one.
Okay.
Yep, I've been to the one I believe down it was downtown. I've been to a few, but it's documented. It's documented.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make a note for that. Okay. I'm just getting all the information moved over into the intake here. So there we go. So I have other treatment was Kennedy Krieger Institute over on 707 North Broadway in Baltimore, Maryland. Then I put the phone number 443-923-9200.
Yes, sir.
And do you remember the name of any doctor there that helped you?
It's not hard for me to get. I guess I could call up there.
Oh,
It
yeah.
was.
Don't worry
I'm
about it then.
old.
Hey, I know me and you are the same age, actually. I was gonna say that I don't like to comment about myself much, but yeah, I'm 37 as well there, so
sir.
I know it's tough every year. All
Yeah, for real, man.
right. And so then and then for the sorry, let me go back. Recovery Network, Recovery Center of Maryland LLC is where you were before, over on 211 East 25th Street in Baltimore. So do you
Yeah.
remember the name of a doctor there or no?
No, I don't. I don't remember none of them.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll just put that it was the attending doctor. Okay, and then sorry. Okay, address, perfect. Okay, and then when did you receive treatment? You could just put the starting date for you know, for we'll look at the Recovery Center of Maryland. About when did you go there, if to the best of your memory?
I went there for years. I went to that recovery center, I want to say, probably about 8 months or something like that. I've been in Kennedy Krieger for years, though. I started when I was little, I believe around six, all the way till I was about 13, 12, or something like that, probably 11.
Okay. Okay, and then for Kennedy Krieger, and then for the Recovery Center of Maryland,
I was 18 then, 'cause
18,
that was my first adult charge that
2005.
I guess. Yeah, if I was, I guess so. If I was 18 then.
Yeah, I would say probably what, and then would you say, do you remember the months that you were there, probably 18, 2005. So like in what, May, when did you start going there? Like in the summer or?
Man, it could have been.
Okay, because I figure if you already had turned 18, then let's see. Then you would have been. Actually,
no, I would have graduated in 06. I would have graduated from high school in 06.
Yeah, so it's probably in 2006 then, huh? If you're 18. So after March in 2006, you turned 18. So would you say probably like around April or May of 2016, right after you, or I mean 2006, right after you graduated?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that's correct, because right after my birthday, I believe probably 10 days after my birthday, that's when I got arrested.
Okay, so then we'll say, and then it took a little time for you to actually go get treatment there?
Yeah, yep.
So say, yeah, so then you know, probably about a month later, we'd say May 1st, 2006 would be a good guess.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Okay, I think that's fair. All right. Okay. Okay, and then I think you already answered this, so I'll just go ahead and I'll ask you it anyway and confirm. So you said you did not disclose any of the abuse to anyone, did you? Or was there someone that you did that you hadn't mentioned?
No, I never had any interviews with nobody. Only person I talked to is my mom, and that was like years ago. I never spoke about this. Okay. Even when I first filled it out over a year ago, I never talk. I won't talk about this with nobody.
Yeah, no, I 100% I can understand that, and a lot of people just, you know, they prefer the people in their life to have the opinion that they nourished with them. You know, they feel like it'll change a lot. So, you know, keep the relationships untainted by that type of thing is what they want. So I could definitely understand that. So we'll put no, that you did not disclose the information to anyone, okay?
No, I did.
Okay. And then the abuse type, was this abuse like physical, or was it sexual in nature?
It was all of them.
Okay.
Mike Fry. When you tell me to start talking, I'll give you everything.
You know what? Okay. Yeah. Right now we'll just kind of keep it yes and no's, and then we'll get into that. So let's actually go into the facility real quickly. So yeah. You know what? Let me see. What was the name of it? Oh, no, we already did what was the facility. So where in the facility did the abuse occur?
Before you even it started before I got to the facility. And then when I got to the facility, it was more abuse and sexually. Like the way that, yeah, before I got there, I was kicked in the face before I got there, and I was knocked out for a little bit. But then when he woke me up, it was a few of them. And when he searched me, he went in my backside, like,
mm-hmm.
put his gloves on, and he went in my backside, and he grabbed my testicles. I was 16 then. When I got down to the juvenile place, my testicles got touched again and my backside, like, but before I was 16, I want to say about 14, I went there a few times and the same thing happened. But that time when I got put into, I guess the holding cell, and when I went to sleep, I was so scared. I urinated on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, when my mom came and got me, you know, it dried up or whatever, but I still smelled like pee, and I still remember that. But it didn't stop there. When I got oldest, it still was happening. After I was a juvenile, it was still happening. One time I got took in the back of a store, and the officer made me pull my pants all the way down, and he put gloves on and went in my backside. And me being so stupid, I thought that it happened so much. I thought that they could do that, but I knew it was messed up, man. It from me being younger and them doing that to me that first time, it put so much heat into me. Like, I had to take medicine. I took about 7 pills, man. And then I couldn't tell my father that. I couldn't tell my father. I told my mother that, but I can't let my son hear nothing like that.
No, absolutely not. I can understand that. Not everyone needs to know these types of things too, you know. So that's definitely, you know, unbelievable.
Then I get remarks like, "Oh, you must like getting searched." What?
So they would make comments. I think that's an important thing where they would make a comment like that. You must like getting searched.
Man, when Mike Fry kicked me in my face, I never been kicked in my face. I was 16. He had boots on. He's an officer. This before he even took me down to the facility. I was knocked out. I remember I was knocked out because when I woke up, I was like, what the hell? Next thing you know, they putting their gloves on, going on my backside, going under my testicles. They searching me. Then when they find out that I was 16, the look on his face was like, I fucked up. But me being so stupid, I didn't say nothing, man.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say nothing, but I see officers now, like, when I'm at work, the company I work for, sometimes they call security, and I talk to them, and I bring his name up. Man, that man, that man is so, the worst.
Yeah. That is an abuse of that position.
What? Man, yes, the worst
kind. Yeah. How old were you at the first case of the abuse, the sexual abuse?
I say 13, 13 and going all the way up. I remember 16 when I got knocked out, and when Mike Fry kicked me in my face, and then when he woke me up and stood me up. And they searched me like that. I remember that I was 16 years old. And I believe that was my last day going to the baby bookings, actually, I believe. My last day was the worst. All of them was the worst, but that day, I remember that, like, the back of my hand. Like, I got knocked. He kicked me in my face. Like, and when he found out I was 16, he was like, oh, shit.
Okay. And so, here, let me go ahead and take a look. I think this is going to be, okay, so dates of abuse. So we'll say the first one occurred when you were 13. So let's see. So it was probably around 2001.
If
13 years. So 1988 plus 13 years is 2001. So was it after your birthday in 2001, you think, when you were 13?
Yeah, it could have been.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you something, right?
Sure.
Before this, does this got something to do with just like the juvenile system? Because,
okay, all right. Yeah, so pretty much, because, I mean, you mentioned that this stuff happened when you were a juvenile, so I'll just pretty much say, yeah, it's pretty much anywhere under 18 until the day you turn 18.
Well, I went to Shepherd Pratt 2 times, and it was a lady there that used to play with me too, but I guess that's another thing.
Yeah, and so and that's a whole different type of thing, but it's still abuse. I mean, because they're abusing their authority is really what that is too. So, you know, it's a manipulative type of tactic there. you know, and so you were over 18 when that type of thing happened?
No, I was younger than 16. I was younger.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Yeah, I was younger.
So that was with a female that worked there in the facility?
Yes.
Okay. So then this is between you and employees, is the abusers that had with the abuse that had taken place, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I was probably 7, 8 years old.
Okay. So I didn't mean to say that didn't apply. I thought you meant that you were over 18 when that type of thing took place. That's why I said that. No, that does apply. So,
she used to put, like the it's these like sticker things that they stick on your chest and on your head, I guess, to get, electrolytes, something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, she used to play with me. Like, she done grabbed me a couple times, and she did some stuff to me. I seen her breast. I did. It was a lot.
Okay.
And this is Shepherd Pratt. That's on Charles Street, near GBMC Hospital.
Okay. So now we're kind of getting closer. Let me see if there's anything else. Okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and jump into it, and then there won't be too many details afterwards to take care of. So let me actually look at that center real quick.
Yes, sir.
So that was at Shepherd Pratt. Is that a hospital?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and that might even be a separate type of suit there. Give me one second. Okay. So I don't think anything from Shepherd Pratt would be on the list of approved facilities that the attorneys that we work with help with. Okay, so let me go ahead and focus more on... So did the sexual abuse only occur at Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center?
The Justice Center and outside of the Justice Center.
Okay.
Like, in the neighborhoods, yeah. Yes.
While you were under their care?
Well, when I got dropped off to them from Mike Fry, his crew, once they did what they did to me, they took me to the baby booking, and then it was like I had to go through it all over again. So, you know, when they take you there, you got to get searched again. So it's like, yeah, I guess they think they're doctors when – I guess they got to check us. No, they check. They go in our asses like, damn. I thought that they could do that. That's how messed up it is. You got people out here that really think that they can do that. And the whole time they can't.
Okay. Okay, and so then, was there any other sexual abuse besides the cavity searches that you had mentioned?
Cavity searches, I guess just words, like, why they doing it, saying, like, you must like being searched, so, like, I guess they enjoying it. I guess, what would that be, verbally? But I guess,
That's crazy that they would say that. And And then I think you mentioned that there was other inappropriate touching during the cavity searches as well?
Yes, my testicles got. They was like, yeah, they grabbed my testicles, my whole thing.
Okay.
But I didn't understand it because I just got searched before I even got there too. I can understand it's still getting searched, but God damn.
And so they did it more than necessary, like they did it two times in a row, like.
Yes, a group. Hold on, people. Mike Frynum did it before I got there. Then when I got there, the officers there did it. Like, and I'm talking about fingers. Like when they search your backside, it's a finger. Like literally.
Yeah. I definitely get the picture. And then as far as the rest of it goes, it wasn't just for the utility of moving something. Like they were doing extra, huh?
Okay. No, real extra, like, and yeah, and being smart about it, like they know what, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I say, sick when I was 16, I was the worst one. Because I got knocked out, I got sexually touched all in one night.
Yeah, you're knocked out, and then after you got knocked out or kicked in the face, that's when an unnecessary search happened, is what you think?
Yes. 16 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go ahead and I'm going to put you on a brief hold and then see if they'll go ahead and give their input really quickly with the supervisor, okay?
Yes, sir.
Be right back.